This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to another edition of English Makes No Sense, the podcast where we have fun with the English language one lesson at a time. My name is SL Rockfish, your happy host, and today we are going to talk about March. March? Yes, March with a capital M. March. Why? Because it is the month of March, of course. But also because there are some English idioms that contain the word March, and they are related to March. So I thought, why not? Here is a fun fact. You can use these idioms any time of year. How cool is that? Are you ready? Let's go. Our first idiom is March winds. March winds refers to the strong, gusty winds that are characteristic of the month of March. For example, be careful when you're outside today. The March winds are really picking up. Where I live, the March winds usually come in strong and cold. But this year, they came in strong and mild for March. How did they come in by you? Do you feel a difference when the March winds arrive? Maybe your March winds come in like a lion, out like a lamb. That is our next idiom for this episode. This idiom suggests that March begins with harsh, wintry weather, like a lion, but ends with mild, spring-like conditions, like a lamb. I love when March ends like a lamb. Let me use this idiom in a sentence for you. It's freezing cold today, but hopefully by the end of March, it will be sunny and warm. You know what they say, in like a lion, out like a lamb. You will hear this idiom a lot when people are talking about weather this time of year. Maybe you don't really like to talk about weather. Maybe you march to the beat of your own drum. I know you may say, Sarah, I don't know, I don't own any drums. No worries, my friend. Anyone can march to the beat of their own drum. Why? Because it is our next idiom, of course. March to the beat of your own drum means to do things your own way, even if it's different from what others are doing. For example, Bill marches to the beat of his own drum. He always does things in his own way. Or, have you seen Bill's new kitchen remodel? It looks crazy. He definitely marches to the beat of his own drum. Do you march to the beat of your own drum? Do you? Mm-hmm. Maybe you do march to the beat of your own drum, especially when you are mad as a March hare. You guessed it, mad as a March hare is our next idiom. If you are mad as a March hare, that means you are extremely angry or crazy. Why do we say mad as a March hare? I do know. It goes all the way back to the 16th century. It was made popular by Lewis Carroll with Alice in Wonderland. The hare lives in the outskirts of Wonderland. Or it could be because hares go crazy during mating season. Either way, mad as a March hare means to be very angry or crazy. I hope you are rarely mad as a March hare. Let me use it in a sentence for you. Bill was mad as a March hare when he found out how much the repairs to his new car were going to cost. Poor Bill. He can never catch a break. Have you ever thought about the march of time? Yes, that is our next idiom. The march of time means the relentless, never-ending passage of time. This idiom makes total sense. We can't stop the march of time. Time moves on whether we want it to or not. But the idiom march on has a slightly different meaning. March on means to continue moving forward, especially in the face of adversity, troubles, or hardships. When faced with the march of time and how fleeting time can be, we must march on. Or let me use march on in a better example. Let me use poor Bill again. Despite his setbacks, Bill continued to march on and keep trying. My parents often used this idiom with our family whenever we were feeling down or things weren't going our way. She would tell me, "Sarah, you have to march on." She was telling me, "Sarah, you just gotta move through it." So, my friend, march on. We often have to march on in the face of the march of progress. Whew, that's a lot of march, right? However, march of progress is our next idiom. The march of progress means the steady advancement or improvement over time. Let me try to use it in a sentence for you. The march of progress in artificial intelligence is going to revolutionize the way things are done. Do you look forward to the march of progress? Or are you one of those who wishes it would slow down? If you wish technology was not so intertwined in our lives, you may be a person who marches to a different tune. Yes, our next idiom is march to a different tune. It means to have different opinions or beliefs from others. You're right, it is similar to march to the beat of a different drum. I can use it almost interchangeably. Bill marches to a different tune when it comes to home design. That would explain his kitchen remodel. Remember, he was marching to the beat of a different drum with his kitchen remodel. Now he is marching to a different tune. They are interchangeable. You may be wondering, why didn't I put them together? That is a great question. The answer is because I march to the beat of a different drum and I march to the beat of a different tune. See? Whew, sorry about that. I couldn't resist. Here is a uniquely American idiom. March Madness. Both of the M's are capitalized in this. March Madness is always capitalized, and it refers to a uniquely American event. March Madness refers to the excitement and frenzy surrounding the NCAA basketball tournament that is held in March. 64 teams who make the cut participate in a tournament to be crowned National College Championships in basketball. People who never watch college basketball get involved. Americans bet on games during March Madness. We have office competitions, brackets to fill in, and an interest in the results of games between teams we have no affiliation to, or perhaps we've never heard of them. Thus, the name March Madness. Here is a sentence for you, my friends. During March Madness, everyone in the office fills out a bracket and competes to see who can predict the most winners. Have you ever participated in March Madness? Our final idiom for March is marching orders. Marching orders, yes, marching orders conjures up the visualization of soldiers marching in line, and that helps it to make sense. Keep that visual in your head. If someone says, "Now you have your marching orders," they are giving you instructions or commands to do something. You may often hear it like this. Now you have your marching orders. What that person is who says that is telling you is that you know what to do. You know what they want you to do. It is often used after instructions are given. Let me try this with Bill again. Bill gave his employees their marching orders for the upcoming project. Bill gave them the directions, and now they know what to do. He probably ended the meeting like this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you have your marching orders. Get it done. Have you ever received marching orders, or have you given marching orders? I have some marching orders for you. Oh, good, you came back. I hope. I mean, I did say I have some marching orders for you. But here are my real marching orders for you. Are you ready? You should approach improving your English as if you were March. Come in like a lion and go out like a lamb. When something bothers you about English, march on. It can make you mad as a march hare, but if you march to the beat of your own drummer, you will be much like the march of progress. Don't let English feel like the march winds. March to a different tune. Embrace these new idioms, and if you can, join in on March Madness. What? There you have it, my friends. You are going to be great. The more you practice, the easier things get. I hope you enjoyed this episode of March Idioms. Remember to do something fun. do something amazing, or, you know, do nothing at all. But whatever you do, have a great day and use some of these March idioms in your day-to-day conversations. And if you can, watch a little March Madness, okay? Peace, friends.